The practice we are now about to experience was developed by Abraham Abulafia, a 13th century Jewish mystic who used various techniques to achieve altered consciousness. The technique that we're going to learn at this point is built upon verbal chants connected with head movements, as described by Abulafia in great detail. Please follow along as I describe the fundamental practice. The first vowel described by Abulafia is the sound of O. In the Abulafia technique, the O is accompanied by a lifting of the head, as if you were looking at a clock, moving the head upward toward 12 o'clock and back down again, looking at the center of the clock. And the sound would be O. So as we sound the O together, let your head move slightly upward toward the 12 o'clock position and then back to central again, like this. O. Try it again. You don't have to move your head too much, but do move it slightly in the direction of the 12 o'clock position on the clock, sounding O. O. The next sound in the Abulafia method is the sound ah. As we sound the ah, we move the head toward the left shoulder, toward 9 o'clock on the clock, and back to center again. Following me, the sound is ah. Ah. Doing it again, moving the head slightly toward 9 o'clock on the clock and back to center again, toward the left. The next sound is just opposite the ah. It is the A sound. We move the head slightly in the direction of the right shoulder toward 3 o'clock on the clock and make the sound A. A. Again. A. It is important in this practice to coordinate the head movements with each sound, as you will discover later on when we develop a more complicated and more difficult practice. Still following now the fundamental Abulafia practice, the sound E, one moves the head slightly downward toward the 6 on the clock, and then back up again to central, and the sound is E. E. Again, moving the head with the sound of E. E. The last sound, the fifth sound, is the sound U, and it's a double head movement. The head rocks slightly forward on the neck toward the center of the clock, and then comes back to center, and then rolls slightly backward from the center of the clock. So it's actually two movements, forward, back, and central. The sound is U. U. Once again, ooh. So the sequence just described is the sequence that we continuously use in this practice. Head up, central, left, central, right, central, down, central, forward and back, and central. And the sounds are O, A, A, E, U. Follow along with me, moving your head slightly in the proper direction with its associated sound. O. Sequence of the head movements: up, central, left, central, right, central, down, central, forward and back. You will notice that this sequence is different from the first meditation that we did together, the meditation on harmony. This is a different system, and it follows the Abulafia description in significant detail. Notice now that we can add consonants to each of these vowels. The primary consonants we work with in our practice are yud, he, and vav, he. In English, that would be y, h, and v, h as our consonants. These letters represent one of the highest names of God, the yud, he, and the vav, he. So, as an example, if we add the yud to each vowel, the sound would be yo, ya, ye, yi, and you. Let's do that together. Remember to move your head slightly in the proper direction. Yo. Ya. Ye. Yi. Yu. Now we can continue with the H sound, and that would be, of course, ho, ha, he, he, and hu, like this, intoning the sound and moving the head with me. Ho. And now the vav, vo, va, ve, vi, vu. Vo. Va. Ve. Vi. Vu. And the final hey is the same as the second hey, ho, ha, hey, he, and who. Ho. You will find at the end of Ecstatic Kabbalah a description of the practice that we just did. But you will also find that by practicing, as described, the head movements associated with the vowels, that you will quickly bring the experience into your body so that it will become automatic. I suggest you continue working with this practice now, on your own, until you feel confident in the sequence of the head movements, up, center, left, center, right, center, down, center, forward and back, and in the sequence of the vowels, O, A, A, E, and U, especially the sequence when associated with the consonants Yud, He, and Vav, He, Yo, Ya, Ye, Yi, Yu, Ho, Ha, He, He, Hu, Vo, Va, Ve, Vi, Vu, and finally, Ho, Ha, He, He, Hu. Work on this until you feel confident, for the following practice is dependent upon your skills in these elementary abulafia soundings and movements.